How's it going, guys? We have a past level question for hematology step one internal medicine, family medicine 2CK. 10-year-old girl, she's brought in for a follow-up appointment. Vitals are normal, physical exam shows scleral icterus. Father has a history of cholecystectomy, splenectomy as a teenager. Laboratory studies show hemoglobin low, 9 grams per deciliter, should be 13 to 17.5 in non-menstruating females and males, 12 to 17.5 menstruating females. MCV normal 85, should be 80 to 100. RDW is normal. I'll explain that as we move through the question. Platelets normal, 300,000, should be 150 to 450,000. White blood cells normal, 8,000, should be 4 to 11,000. Question wants to know the most likely explanation for the findings. So let's just hop to the answers here. Choice A, deficiency of erythrocyte spectrum. Correct answer. Diagnosis, hereditary spherocytosis. Autosomal dominant. U.S. Assembly wants you to know that not only is choice A the answer, but it's a heterozygous mutation, okay? Because it's AD. And they'll have as an incorrect answer homozygous mutation in erythrocyte spectrum. Okay, so it can be spectrin, ankyrin is what they assess. I've never seen U.S. Assembly give a fuck about band proteins. Holy shit. Okay, so what's going to happen here is you have a cytoskeletal slash cell membrane defect. That can also be the answer. And I've made prior clips on that. Give you the same fucking question here. Ask you what's messed up. The answer is just cell membrane, or answer is just cytoskeleton. Okay, now what they're going to do is oftentimes give you a kid who has a quote unquote anemia, some sort of unknown condition that's going on, maybe some fatigue, hemoglobin's low, and they'll tell you that one of the parents, because it's AD, has history of cholecystectomy and or splenectomy. Now, patients with hereditary spherocytosis, the erythrocytes are going to be spherical, abnormally shaped. The spleen in the red pulp will pick up on that and phagocytose them, clear them out. I shouldn't say phagocytose because that actually technically implies the white pulp process, but you're going to have spleen, splenic clearance of the abnormally shaped RBCs, and that's going to lead to increased unconjugated hyperbilirubinemia, and that can cause pigment cholelithiasis, calcium bilirubinate cholelithiasis. So these patients require splenectomy as curative treatment for the RBC turnover, and they can often require cholecystectomy in the setting of cholelithiasis. So this stem here, this 1-2 liner, extremely high yield for hereditary spherocytosis. Now, they also want you to know that it's normocytic, normochromic. Okay, so you've got MCV within the normal range here. They ask that on one of the NBME forms somewhere. They give you micro, macro, normo, okay, all the combinations, and it's normocytic, normochromic. Now, the RDW is normal. I've talked about this a lot in prior clips. The key point you need to know is that that an increased RDW is highly sensitive for IDA, iron deficiency anemia. It's not specific for it, meaning 14 out of 15 questions. If you see a high RDW, the answer is iron deficiency anemia. But we want to be careful. Notice I said it's sensitive but not specific. There's one fucking question on, I think it's Family Medicine Form 4, one of the new forms, because they have 4 and 5 as the new forms at the time of this clip I'm making. But Family Medicine Form 4 has a high RDW, and the answer is thalassemia. And I've fucking harped on it. I've inculcated that thalassemia is going to be a low RDW. Makes teaching very fucking annoying when you have exceptions for every little thing. So I've refined my point about RDW, as in rather than just saying high RDW equals IDA, meaning synonymous statement would be it's specific for IDA. It's not. It's higher RDW is sensitive for IDA, meaning if the RDW is not high in a question, you simply say cool, not IDA. But if it is high, 14 out of 15 times it will be IDA, but don't automatically conclude it because 1 out of 15 times, family medicine forms, they're fucking assholes and it's thalassemia. So I have an idea. Why don't I hop to the rest of the question here? So we already said it's choice A. So choice B, glutamic acid to lysine substitution, hemoglobin C disease, wrong fucking answer. Non-existent diagnosis on U.S. Assembly. When I say non-existent, I mean maybe one question, one or two questions on all of the NBME material combined for steps one and two. Okay, it's shown up maybe once. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, glutamic acid, valine substitution, wrong fucking answer, versus sickle cell. Okay. So you have glutamic acid, which is negatively charged. You have valine, which is neutral. So as a result, you're making the beta chain more hydrophobic when you have sickled hemoglobin. And they want you to know that. So there's the hydrophobicity. They can have that as a mechanism in the answer. It's a difficult question. I've talked about my PDFs, talked about prior YouTube clips, but they can give you an easy vignette of sickle cell disease and then ask you the mechanism. And the answer is the beta chain slips into a complementary hydrophobic pocket on the alpha chain. That verbatim answer is on one of the old school ancient NBMEs for step one, but it's a mechanism you should know because questions are repeated slash recycled on the new NBMEs. And also the hydrophobicity of the valine over the glutamic acid is why we get sickling when there's increased acidity, as an example. Increased acidity, dehydration, okay? So autosomal recessive, and I mean, there's a lot we can talk about. Point is, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, reduced production of alpha globin for alpha thalassemia, wrong fucking answer. And likewise for choice E, wrong fucking answer for beta thalassemia, because these are going to be patients who, if we're talking a kid who has alpha thalassemia, could be two mutations or three mutations, you're going to have a normal hemoglobin electrophoresis for one or two alpha mutations. You're going to have HBH beta 4 tetramer for three mutations, but it's usually a sick kid. It's not going to be a 10-year-old. It'd be like a 3-year-old. Four mutations is hemoglobin Bart's gamma 4 tetramer, fatal in utero. And then beta globin. You need to know for both alpha thalassemia major, which is for beta thalassemia major, which is a sick kid, beta thalassemia minor, which is an adult, don't worry about intermedia. In both cases, you're going to see increased HbA2 and HbF on hemoglobin electrophoresis. Okay, so they give you a big fucking paragraph. They say in the last line, hemoglobin HbA2, alpha 2, delta 2 is increased. It's beta thalassemia. Okay, so thalassemia is going to present as a microcytic anemia that is non-responsive to iron supplementations, often misdiagnosed as IDA. It can also present as a microcytic anemia despite a normal iron and ferritin. Okay, lengthy discussion, talked about it in my PDFs, which I'll link the hematology PDF below. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal, my team. Make more content if you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.